Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. Can you tell our listeners who you are and your background in social media, please, Sarah?
Sure. So my name is Sarah Funk, and I am an on-camera show host for brands like GoDaddy, where I host a podcast called School of Hustle, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start the business of their dreams. So I interview people in all stages of their business, and we talk about how they made it happen. I also am an on-camera host for brands like Travel and Leisure. And then I have a YouTube channel with 110,000 subscribers that is all about New York City and travel. And I grew this YouTube channel starting in 2018 in January. And because of the YouTube channel and because of my social media presence, I was able to get all of these great opportunities that I have today, being a show host and traveling the world before COVID, of course, but hopefully again after COVID. And social media really has been a complete game changer in my life. It's opened so many doors. So happy to share more about that in today's episode.
Awesome. Excellent. I can't wait. And I got to say, that's an impressive following, especially considering I can imagine New York's quite a competitive market. I can imagine there's a lot of people out there that are looking to show off the city. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it is definitely a competitive market. There's 8.6 million people living here. And before COVID, we had about 60 million visitors. So it's competitive, but it's large. And I think that finding a large market is really important when you're starting a social media channel on anything, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever. And if you can address the needs of the market that haven't been met yet, then you'll grow quickly. And I think that's how I was able to grow my presence so quickly, starting in January of 2018.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'd love to kick it off and get started. And as you mentioned, we're going to discuss like best practices for that work within your industry, and your industry is like working as a tool company owner. And I think that we should start this off with like kind of the elephant in the room, which is like, I'd love to first understand how your business has been impacted by COVID and how you've adapted your social media strategy in the face of COVID to survive.
Oh, for sure. I own a tour company here in New York, which because of my YouTube channel, by the way. I was never a tour guide before I started that YouTube channel. And because so many people were watching it, learning things to do in New York and the history and best restaurants and what not to do and tourist traps and all that, I started getting a lot of people reaching out to me and asking if I offered tours of New York City. And I didn't. I never was a tour guide, like I said, but so many people kept doing it that I thought maybe this could be something. Maybe I should start a tour company. And so in 2019, in the beginning of 2019, I launched it using only marketing from my social media channels, predominantly YouTube. And I went from doing one tour a week to, by the end of 2019, well, before COVID, we were doing 3 to 4 tours a week that were sold out. And so there was tremendous growth in that year. And it was looking very, very promising and very exciting. And then COVID came. And, you know, that is a challenge for nearly every industry on the planet. I don't think anyone hasn't been impacted by COVID. And if you haven't, I'm jealous.
Yeah,
because it's a challenging time. So now I have this tour company. We have no tourists because so many countries have been banned from entering the US, and most people aren't willing to travel worldwide anyway. So I had to think about new strategies to keep this business afloat. And I wasn't just looking at how can I make money with my business right now. I was looking at how can I keep my a brand awareness to be strong through COVID, and so that when COVID's over, I'll have a lot of bookings because people are very excited about my tours. So I looked at what I could still do. And I started on YouTube, and I knew that people can do live YouTube videos, but I never really tried it because I'm kind of a perfectionist with YouTube videos. They're very edited. They're very, very planned out. And when you do a live video, you can't really, you can't edit it, you know, it's live. So whatever happens, happens. And so what I decided was, okay, since people can't come to New York and go on my tours, I'll bring my tours to them. And I started doing live YouTube tours, and we've been doing them weekly since around July when we started. And what's exciting about this is before I did the live tours, before COVID, if you're joining one of my ticketed tours, we only allowed up to 10 people per tour because I really wanted that interaction with people where they felt like, you know, we're friends. You're joining my tour as a friend, and I'm going to show you the city and all my guides that work with me. It's a friendship. It's very much a conversation, and limiting it to 10 people was important for that. But what's cool about YouTube is it's unlimited amounts of people. So it's incredibly scalable when you're doing a live tour. And so instead of being limited to only bringing 10 people on a tour, today we bring an average of 700 people at one time live on these tours. And the great thing about that is because I am not only focusing on just keeping the business afloat, I'm also really looking at this as a marketing opportunity and brand awareness. These tours are free, but the people watching, if they're enjoying it, we always say, you know, if you're enjoying this tour, this free tour, please consider leaving a tip to help support the tourism industry and keep us going during this hard time. And so what I've learned, which totally took me by surprise, is we actually end up making more money per tour than we did before.
Wow.
Because instead of pricing it out for 10 people, now you have 700 people coming on your tour. And if each person just donates a dollar, that's already $700 for that tour. So it's incredibly scalable, and it allows, and it's great for marketing as well, because people that maybe couldn't come to New York previously now can come to New York virtually. And we do fun things too during the tour. We try to make it as interactive as possible. We do trivia where you get the chance to win fun prizes. I have a whole collection of eBooks on New York City, and the winners of trivia will win that. You can get postcards sent from New York that is written by me and the guides, and other really fun prizes. And because YouTube has that live chat option, we can answer questions as people come up with them. We can interact with the viewers, and it's really, really fun. So that's kind of how I've adapted my business right now to survive during COVID. When I first started doing this, I remember telling some tour companies in New York about it, and they were like, "Are you crazy? You're giving away your routes?" But the way you got to think about it is, this is the reality that we're dealing with right now. And it's pretty much like, try something new or your business will go under. And so I think this was a risk, but it's paid off big time. It's increased my audience. It's increased my tour company awareness. It's made people so happy. I mean, the messages I get are so nice every day from people that, you know, they feel stuck, and these tours allow them to feel more like they are traveling as best you can in 2020. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've done to adapt my business to COVID during this hard time.
It sounds like you've done a good job. I mean, yeah, it's definitely adapt or die, like you said, and you've adapted very well. Do you think that you'll continue this, like a kind of like hybrid sort of offering post-COVID when you can start doing tours again?
Yeah, so I've talked about that before with my guides, because it is cool. You know, you can bring, instead of bringing only 10 people on a tour, we can have 700 people or more. I mean, it's literally unlimited. We could have a million people. If a million people joined in, there's no cap to it. So what I'm thinking, and you know, things can change, that you never know. But right now what I'm thinking is I'll start offering all the in-person tours next year again. And then we'll do a live tour once a month, probably, just because people seem to really like them. And for me, that's the number one thing, is if people are having a good time, then I want to keep doing that. And if that's what makes people happy, then I'll do it.
Definitely. And congratulations for that. I'm glad it turned out to be such a success. You took the risk and it's paid off.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo.
I also would love to learn, though, like pre-COVID, like what are some of the most successful social media tactics that helped drive your business to the success that you achieved?
Sure. So I'm a big believer in don't hard sell people. The moment people know that they're being sold to, they put a guard up and they will be very resistant. And so for me, it was always kind of a reverse engineered model, where I didn't start with a product or a service. I started with information and providing value to people. And because I started with that, I created content all about different tips, tricks, things to do. People started following me because of that. And people started trusting my opinion and valuing my opinion because I was providing them with information all the time. And from there, I noticed that they started booking all the different experiences that I was mentioning. And I thought, you know, I should just make my own experiences, because clearly people are interested in hearing these tips and tricks. And so if I can incorporate that into a business model, I will. And so that's what I did. After I had a bunch of content online on YouTube and Instagram, YouTube for me was really the game changer, because when it comes to travel, a YouTube video or any video is much more it's much better than a photo, because you see the whole experience. So plugging in my tours throughout different videos in an organic manner that doesn't feel like a sales pitch was tremendous. I mean, I don't know what most tour companies experience, because I've never worked for a tour company before, but I don't think most tour companies go from not having a tour company to 8 months later having a sold out tours from this tactic. And that's why I really believe this tactic works. It's create content around your brand, and then customers will come. Because if you can provide your customers with value and information that helps them for free, they're much more willing to trust you and actually consider buying a product or a service from you. And so that to me was the essential element of how social media can drive business.
Yeah, and I completely agree. And I also have to say as well, like, I get the feeling that you're very passionate about this. Like, this is something that you really enjoy. And I think that people can see that, just like you said, that people can see through whether or not they're being like sold to. People can also see really quite clearly whether or not the person is actually enjoying what they're doing and really has a passion for it. Are you from New York yourself?
I'm from upstate New York. So I'm from New York State, but I grew up in a town 3 hours from New York City called Saratoga Springs. And then I moved to New York City when I was 18. So I've been here for 13 years. So I consider myself a New Yorker. My rule, people always say, oh, are you a New Yorker? Well, like, what makes a New Yorker? What makes a New Yorker to me is two things. Number one, you have to live here for 10 years. Number two, you have to cry in public, which I know sounds crazy, but you normally knock out number two pretty quickly because New York can be harsh. New York is a city full of the most competitive people on earth. And you feel it, but that's also what makes New York great, because people are always trying to improve this city and make it into the best it can be. And that's why I know that even though COVID has impacted New York and many other cities and places around the world, New York will come back after this.
Yeah, no, I've been to New York quite a few times and I do like it. I think it might be a bit intense for me. I'm someone that needs a bit more of a laid back city. I'm from I'm from the countryside and around like countryside of England. So it's a bit intense, but London's somewhat of the same vibe. So I completely understand. And totally. I think I can appreciate it. And I definitely see the glamour. I don't know how long I'd survive there, but with that intensity, but yeah, no, I definitely get that. And going back to like social media, like, I'd love to know, like, what has been your most successful social media tactic? Was there one specifically where you pressed post or you pressed send and then like the next day something blew up or you went viral? Yeah. do you have any like stories or case studies of that?
Yes, there's several videos I've posted that have gone viral and you see the difference immediately. So the first experience I had with this was when I was starting my YouTube channel. And this story is why I encourage everyone to not give up when they're using social media as a tactic for sales, because sometimes it takes a long time, but it will pay off in the end if you're actually listening to your viewers and looking at the data and making decisions based off data. So when I started my channel in January of 2018, I decided I'm going to post a video about New York City every single Thursday. And these videos are going to help people that are traveling to New York, but also help people that live in New York have the best experience. And so I started posting these videos. I made three videos to start. And the videos were Secrets of New York, New York's Worst Tourist Traps, and 16 Things You Need to Know Before Visiting New York City. And so those were the first three videos I posted. I went out and filmed it. I edited it. I was super ready. I was like, these are going to go viral. I know it. Like, I was so pumped. And I posted them and nothing happened. And I was really frustrated, but I said to myself, you know what? The comments I'm getting are really encouraging. I'm just going to keep posting new New York videos every single Thursday. So I do this for 4 months and all of a sudden my New York's Worst Tourist Traps video goes viral. I don't know why it took this long, but that's the weird thing about the internet. You really never know what happens. What this caused was a domino effect that literally changed my life in a week easily. Because I had produced about, I think probably like 15 videos at this point about New York City. What happens with YouTube is if one of your videos about a certain topic goes viral, people start watching that. That gets boosted all across YouTube. Then the people that were watching that video are suddenly recommended my other related videos. And so I had 15 other videos about New York City. So now people are looking at the New York's Worst Tourist Traps video. They're really liking it. YouTube recommends a similar video by me because YouTube's whole goal is to keep people on YouTube. And people will click on that video Then they're going to watch that video. YouTube recommends another one of my videos. They watch that video. Within this short period of time, just for your reference, from January to, I believe it was May, nothing happened. I think I had 3,000 subscribers, but I made videos every Thursday. Then one video goes viral in May. Between May and December, my following grew by 50,000.
Wow.
In that short period of time. And that was because of essentially a viral video, but it caused multiple other videos to go viral too. And so what this caused is people starting to reach out, people saying, do you do tours? Do you do tours? And that's why in 2019, in the beginning of 2019, I launched the tour company. And using all of the data that I saw from 2018 and looking at which videos did well, I put together a strategy saying, okay, these topics seem to do really well. I'm going to do more of that. And so I posted a second video in January of 2019 called More Scams of NYC Exposed. Mm-hmm. That video went viral. Then I posted some more videos based off of the keywords that went viral in the past. And you can see it's just replicating that same model. And so I think that the tactic of understanding how to read data so you can replicate success is really, really important to driving business through social media. So I hope that answers your question.
No, it definitely did. And I really like the fact that that's like such a, it's such a nice example of how you progressed and like the process behind like exactly, yeah, what you, how you got your results. And you kind of answered it there with the data. But my last question to you, I'd really love if you could give one piece of advice in general regarding using social media to drive business. What would it be, in your opinion?
So there's three things that you should keep in mind. And that is create quality content. The second is create valuable content. And then the third thing is create content with consistency. And if you factor in quality, value, and consistency in social media, you will grow and you will be able to make sales through your business. I guarantee it. Because what you're doing here is you're establishing a clear communication model with your customer or your followers. Because what you're making is valuable content consistently. One of the number one reasons why businesses don't have success selling through social media is because they give up too quickly, I think, or they don't understand what their customers want. And by looking at the data, figuring out what value you can give your customers that they actually want, mm-hmm. and then posting with consistency, high quality content, you will be able to grow your social media presence and you will be able to grow your sales. And when I say consistently, I mean, don't just post a bunch of times for 2 months and then stop posting because you didn't see results. I think if you look at the story I just told you, where I posted for 5 months with no results and then my business blew up, that's a perfect example of why you can't give up too early, because you might be so close to having that success moment and you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I think the mentality to have, you're absolutely right. It's like a marathon and not a sprint. So
yeah,
you're absolutely right. And I think that your story is a fantastic case study of how someone can achieve success with I suppose all three of those components. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course, happy to.
If people do want to follow you, keep up with what you're doing, or even join you on one of your tours, how can they do that, Sarah?
Sure. So you can go to sarahfunke.com. All of my information is there. Or if you prefer video, you can go to my YouTube channel. Just type in Sarah Funk and it should appear there. But yeah, it's been great being on the show. So thank you so much for inviting me.
No worries. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.